This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Gillian!
Hello, Nick!
How are you?
I'm amazing for 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon.
That's a very good effort.
I know. How about you, darling?
Well, it's nice to be back.
You've been gallivanting across realm, haven't you?
I have, and gallivanting's a good word, actually. Yes, I gallivanted.
So it really did suit you then?
Well, yes, it was lovely. I mean, I've done Asia before, but not specifically Singapore or Malaysia. Malaysia, as they like to call it over there.
Lots of peanuts?
Peanuts at Raffles.
Oh,
went to Raffles for
Raffles.
A Singapore sling for breakfast.
How nice.
And had quite a few crunchy, crunchy peanuts there. Thanks for asking. You know, you just push the shells off the table onto the floor.
What, at Raffles?
Yes.
Oh, they'd let the place go, haven't they? It's gone to the dogs.
Give us a call if you'd like to have a chat. Actually, you know, just text us. 0427-JOY-949.
We're the airbags.
Joy.
9 minutes past four.
That
here
was
on Joy.
Quite energetic, wasn't it?
Oh, no. That sort of pick you up or put you down.
Well, I tell you what. I have been watching the Winter Olympics. Probably you weren't doing that while you were swanning around Raffles in Singapore, were you?
No, I was not watching the Winter Olympics. In fact, I'm not sure about it.
Well, obviously, I boycotted it.
Didn't go. Hang on. Well, how can you boycott and still engage?
Well, I didn't go. I could have been in the skeleton.
In the skeleton?
Yeah, there's an event called the skeleton. But I said I wouldn't go because of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. But you've still been watching.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
It's all those advertising dollars. All those advertisers
I know.
That are supporting it. I'm not happy with you, Joe.
I know. I've got my fingers crossed when I'm watching it. Does that count?
Oh, like don't stand on the cracks kind
of. Yeah, that's right. I'm not really watching. I've got my fingers crossed. I don't really mean to watch it.
So like when you tell a lie.
Anyway, I've been completely glued to it. So... really exciting stuff in the snow. I tell you what, there was this event yesterday and we had a couple of people in it, girls, and one of them was openly gay and she came out as protest to Putin. So she may not even be gay, but she came out anyway.
Right.
Anyway, it's in this snowboard racing thing, this border cross. Not like border collie cross, just border cross.
Right.
Not dogs racing down here.
No.
Although, you know, I'd definitely watch that.
Yeah, of course you would. Of course.
But this was so dangerous. One of them, well, two people got carted off on stretchers, you know, airlifted out of there.
Right, so is this a macabre fascination type thing?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's like car crash TV, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. It's really, really dangerous on the snow. They're going 100 kilometres an hour, mate, over bumps, around corners, sticks in the air. I mean, anything could happen, and it does.
Right.
Anyway, that's what is very exciting.
Right, so I'm still getting over the fact that you're actually watching
it,
to
it's
be
bad,
honest.
But you watch it because it's the stakes are high. Not only will you not win, you may not actually come home with a brain.
Or survive.
That's right. Love it. What's not to like at 11 minutes past four?
Clear the airbags and you're on Joy.
Joy.
Great, I'm really happy about that. And who sang it to us, please?
Mousy.
Mousy?
I don't know if that's Mousy.
I would say so.
No, it's M-A-U-S-I. I would say Mousy.
Mousy? What would you say, Callum?
Hello, Callum!
Hello. I don't know, Rodenty?
Rodenty. How are you, darling?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. You had a birthday.
I did. I had a cracker of a birthday.
A real humdinger.
A humdinger of a birthday. I rented a jumping castle, which we kept overnight.
Did you sleep in it?
I did.
Did you play house in a jumping castle?
We didn't play house. We sort of passed out in the jumping castle.
Oh, yeah, that's the same thing. same thing.
That's what my house is going to be like.
when
we
you
had
grow up.
A ridiculous Nerf gun war around. It was basically just a big kids' party.
That's so exciting. Did you have pony rides and clowns?
No, but one of my friends did buy me for my birthday 500 bouncy balls, which he let through my boyfriend's house.
Right.
The kitten hasn't slept in days. She is so overstimulated, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, I'm glad that you had a lovely birthday. Have you been watching these dirty Olympics?
See, I was boycotting it as well.
Mm. Oh,
I was at a mate's house where his parents were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you can't go...
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Excuse me.
Like the snowboarders. Yes. Yeah.
Or the lugeing.
A luge. Mm. Oh, you luger.
Oh, hey.
You could have shut your eyes, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, but then they had Roy and HG on. And
oh, that's funny.
They get me every time.
Do they?
Special
really?
Olympics up. They're hilarious.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm up for that.
They're okay.
You're outvoted. I'm going to come back and chat to you guys more about this after this.
This.
Joy.
Four. So, Cal, you've also been watching these dirty Olympics.
Yes, but in my defence, there are a lot of gay and like LGBTI athletes who need support because they're standing out there in the firing line.
That's true.
Who are like showing like a lot of people have had during. There was one girl who had, I can't remember what song it was, but it was a powerful gay anthem, like a ridiculously gay song as they go.
I will survive.
During her, something like that. Mm-hmm. But during her figure skating routine and that sort of thing, and lots of people have like got rainbow fingernails, and they're all sticking it up to Russia and their anti-gay policies as much as they can.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm happy to hear about that.
Well, I just think figure skating in general is a jolly good protest, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
I mean, anybody getting about an organza, you know, doily-shaped shirt, as the boys do in figure skating, has to be a friend of Dorothy, don't you?
Tight black pants. My goodness.
They don't leave much to the imagination, do they?
No, I love that.
They get points for presentation, don't they?
Yes, they do. My goodness.
And stick that landing and where it fits.
And their triple toe loops. So I love that because that's dangerous because, you can come a cropper, can't you?
I saw one guy crash and land flat on his hip.
Me too. Jeremy Abbott.
Was he the guy who got up and finished his routine?
Oh, what a hero.
And the crowd was going nuts and they were chanting and clapping and everyone was going crazy and it was magnificent to watch.
And so the skeleton, the aforementioned skeleton,
I've never heard of a skeleton.
Right, is there on this little trolley that you might go under a car and fix the engine? You know,
those little ones, right?
But what you are doing is you're at the top of this massive ice slope that goes around all these curves, really big ice walls. Mm. You're going, hey, face down. Head first.
Right.
Head first.
Is this something
on
off Jackass or something?
It might as well be. Time and time again, they get on these things. They run like the clappers, throw themselves on it forward. They're going down. They do have a helmet on, but seriously, if you hit
any sort of wall,
you look like
done.
A pug.
You would.
Yeah.
If you were lucky.
If you're lucky.
So, and this is all in the name of fun and competition.
Well, fantastic.
And it has always, the Winter Olympics is pretty gay. Just all in all, have you seen the lugeing, where it's two people all in very, very like skin tight sort of Kevlar suits, one lying down, the other one lying in their lap, and they're both thrusting as they're pushing to get as much speed up going down this slope as they can.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is at high speeds as well.
Very,
so
very
thrill of high speeds,
dangerously high speeds.
And one of the most beautiful women in the world competed. Did you watch that?
That?
The aerial skiing, Lydia Lassila.
Sorry, I've gone off on faster.
Joy.
Let's dance our tears away, Jill.
Oh, let's.
Don't be upset. That was John Disson featuring Kristen Amparo for you.
Oh, both household
names. FYI. Could be the pronunciation.
I know. It could be something you did. You know what? Delta's not happy.
Not Delta Goodrum?
No,
is
she's
she
not.
Out of the Goodrum and in the bedroom?
Yeah, she's in the blue room.
The bedroom. The blue room. Oh, Delta's blues.
Oh.
What's she upset about?
Well, you know she did that show that you love, The Voice.
Oh, yes.
And she was a judge on that.
Yes.
Well, you weren't the only one sledging Delta. Everybody hated her no matter what she did. She said, I couldn't do anything. She got trolled.
Trolled?
Trolled. You know that trolling thing on the internet when you get like bullied on the internet?
Oh.
And so everybody just gave her a hard time. No matter what she did, people just don't like Delta, do they?
Oh, well, the poo did. The Scud.
The Scud.
Mark Philippus.
Who else did she go out with?
I don't know.
She's been out with a few famous people.
Has she? Oh, Brian McFadden.
There you go.
Yeah. How's me knowing all the names?
And the Scottish guy that's on that show.
He's Scottish guy.
Yeah, that's right. But so she's changed her image. Perhaps she's coming back with some feisty, gritty songs. I told you she should cut her hair and go goth. Wouldn't mind a bit of Delta like that. No, not
in the good room.
No. In the bad room, I wouldn't really care, to be honest. I'm a bit frisky, aren't I?
You are. You're toeier than a Roman sandal. What's happening there?
Nothing, exactly. That is why. I've never heard that expression, and I love it.
Oh, good.
Joy.
26 minutes past four now on Joy 94.9. You're with Nick and
Gillian.
Well done.
Sorry, I forgot for a moment because I spotted your ideal woman in the paper.
Really?
Kate Winslet, isn't she?
Yes.
Isn't she your ideal woman?
Oh, yes.
Well, anyway, Kate Winslet says she has got over insecurities about her body.
Fantastic.
And is comfortable with her imperfections. As I get
Hang on, back up the truck. Imperfections, you say?
Well, that's to her. You know what I mean? She's got high standards.
Sure. Yep.
Higher than yours, obviously. No. That didn't...
No. Anyway, moving on.
As I get older, I really don't care about what people think of me and how I look. I don't have that physical insecurity anymore, said the British actor.
Fantastic.
Well, that was worth a quote, wasn't it?
Thank you, Kate. Thanks. There's something in that for all of us. There is, actually. I think it's very important to love your body.
It is, but how hard is it?
It's more important to love somebody else's.
We just love Kate Winslet's body, yes?
Texas,
Joy. Hi, this is Howie D.
This is Brian.
This is Nick.
And this is AJ.
And we're the Backstreet Boys.
And you're listening to Joy.
And we're the Front Street Girls, otherwise known as the Airbags. Nick and Gillian here with you at 29 minutes to 5 on Joy 94.9. Gillian.
Well, I've missed you, Nick. And you've missed a few things since you've been away.
I've missed so much.
It's all been happening over here.
Apparently it has, all over the world. In fact, now, I've got to tell you, in all seriousness, did you see how my face and voice dropped?
I can't believe how you can just change demeanour and
amazing,
mood like
isn't
that.
It's amazing, isn't it? Hey? Just quick. I'm intense. Yeah. I was very upset my favourite actor died.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mr. Hoffman.
I'm on the drugs that kill Philip Hoffman.
No, not...
Too soon?
Too soon.
Oh, sorry.
Just as an aside, do you know that I'm in the film clip for that song?
Who did do that song?
Tism. This is serious, Mum.
Tism, that's right. You were in it. Mm-hmm. Were you wearing a balaclava too?
I was not. I was in the up the back on the scaffold of the stage doing Othello.
Brilliant.
Mm. Anyway, just a little aside.
It is a little aside.
It's another one of my mini performances.
Back to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Sad. Really sad. Really, really heartbroken about that.
Yeah.
Because he was a brilliant character actor. Brilliant. The best that there was out there at this current time.
Goodness, that's a glowing obituary.
Looking through the O of the Hollywood sign.
Yes, well, I think that it's very sad.
Well, yeah, okay. You don't really have a lot to add to that, do you?
Well, it feels like a long time ago, but it wasn't, was it?
Well, you know, it's been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Mm. It was a shock. I remember, you know, reading it when I got to work and, you know, not somebody you would expect. Wouldn't have been on your list of people you thought might kick the bucket this year.
Absolutely not. In fact, I've been looking forward to future performances.
Yeah, me too. We've been robbed, haven't we?
Robbed.
What else has happened?
Chappelle. The old Sheppa.
Free Chappelle Corby.
What was with the get-up?
Oh, wasn't it? She looked like the Elephant Man.
That was all over the place, can I tell you?
The Elephant Man.
No, the scarf and the little, you know.
It was weird, wasn't it? But I thought she was going to say, my name is Chappelle Corby. Did you never see The Elephant Man?
I thought that was, I am not an animal.
Yes, it is. Same
thing. I am a man.
Yes. But he wore something like that, didn't he?
That sounds like Hannibal Lecter.
No, he did. He made that sound too. Because he had a funny mouth. Didn't? Anyway,
right.
Chappelle Corby.
Chappers. Out. Freebie. Having a Corona to celebrate, apparently, down at the old $5,000 a night little place that she's staying.
It's gone awfully quiet, though, hasn't it, since news that came out that if she actually did give that interview to Channel 7 that she's supposedly been paid $2 million for, that she might end up back in Karabakan?
There's no cash here.
I know.
Here, there's no cash, right? Cash, no. Robbo?
But I reckon Mercedes was probably going, oh, go on, you know, Shapper's, you know, like, it's only another 7 years. $2 million's probably worth it.
Because it'll go into my account.
Yeah, I'll look after it. I'll earn the interest.
Well, to be fair, old Merck's put on a fair bit. She's put on a fair show. She's been pretty supportive of the old Shapper.
Oh, she has. And she stayed over there. She may have split up from the Hawaiian.
Hawaiian! No, he's Balinese.
What else have you missed? In Excess on the telly.
The telly movie that I've been hanging out for.
Yeah.
That all through the tennis, In Excess, coming. I'm like, yeah. Just as I'm going, it's coming.
And it's been and gone.
How was it?
Well, it wasn't bad. I mean, the performance parts of it were fantastic because obviously it was In Excess playing. Great. Mm. And the chap who played him, Lucana, wasn't bad. But some quite shonky acting, I will say.
No, really? Who from?
Everybody else. Except for Samantha Jade, who was brilliant as Kylie. She actually was great.
Was she?
Good on her.
How was Kylie in it for a lot?
No.
No, we'll say what she
Well, she held her end up for a while.
Do you know, I think that probably Philip Seymour Hoffman would have done a better job playing Kylie.
I'd love to see him have a go, wouldn't you? He can do anything.
Do anything.
Anything.
Text us.
Joy.
Oh, hi,
hello, Nurse James.
James.
I like nurses.
on the whole, you like them, don't you? Especially if they're a bit
in
dirty.
The hole, on the hole. Now, hello, lovely airbags. Missed you last week. Now, this Delta Goodrum person. Who's that again? Another wannabe celeb famous for... ... Oh, that'd be right. Singing flat and being famous. Nurse James.
Now, are you one of those trolls, Nurse James? Are you one of those people that have been making poor little Delta Goodrum's life a living hell?
Oh, living hell. Don't be dramatic and theatrical.
People have been... They've been hating on our Delta.
Oh, hating on her.
And she got quite upset. But that's all right, because she's coming back feistier than ever. Thankfully. And she doesn't sing flat, though. Be fair. I think she's actually quite good at the old singing game.
Really? How many albums have you got?
Actually, I do have one. I got one free from Joy.
I can't be friends with you anymore.
Well, I got one free from Joy, darling.
Oh, okay.
Don't look a gift Delta Goodrum in the mouth. She's quite tall, actually, isn't she?
Well, it'd have to be you that looked in her mouth. Then yeah. I'd have to be up on tippy toes to get there.
I'm not a dentist.
It doesn't matter.
No.
What else?
Are we doing?
I don't know. Tell me something else. Has Callum got a critter?
He does.
Coming up?
He's got a creepy one this week, though.
Oh, how come I came back on creepy week?
I don't know. It's all been happening. Everything's been going away. You know, while you've been away, everything's been happening. They let Chappelle Corby out of prison, etc.
Is Brent coming in with the baked good?
Brent, are you coming in with a baked good?
Oh, Brent, please be coming in with a baked good.
Yes,
I've
don't come
your
in without
goods.
A baked good.
No, not interested in seeing you, darling. Just what's in your lunchbox.
I think everybody says that to Brent, don't they?
Hope so.
Fanar.
0427JOY949 if you would like to text us, or you can hop on our Facebook page, Airbags.
Joy.
Absolutely 16 minutes to 5.
Is it?
Do you like the definitiveness with which I said that?
Yeah, you were very sure, weren't you? Now it's ticked over to 15 minutes to 5 now.
It's already irrelevant.
Right, 4:45 then, moving on. Hey, Cal.
Yes.
You got a critter.
I do.
What is it?
You know perfectly well that I have a critter this week.
And is it a cute one?
No, we had badgers last time.
Oh,
badgers are cute.
Even though
they do go for the nads as their main fighting technique.
Oh, that sounds like my kind of animal. I missed out on that.
You did.
Another thing you missed out on.
Oh, I've missed out on so much. So what have you got this week then in the creepy crawly
this
department?
This week on the creepy critter is Darwin's bark spider.
Who's?
Darwin's.
Is that like Evolution Darwin?
Yep, Charles Darwin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not the spot, not the place?
No. You'll be pleased to know that they're only really found in Madagascar.
Oh. That's completely misleading then, isn't it?
It is. Darwin's bark spider was named because it was officially written up as a separate species of spider or... No, whatever. Some breed? I don't know.
Species.
On the 150th anniversary of the publication of An Origin of Species.
Oh.
That's just where it got to the same
time. I'm trying to be a bit more enthusiastic. Yep.
Well, these guys are notable because they build the biggest, strongest webs of any spider.
Now you got my attention.
Do you want to have a guess at how many...
Was it like a hammock that I could read a book in? On holidays?
You couldn't read a book in it. No, they're not that strong.
It's not that big. It's not that impressive then.
Up to 2.8 square metres.
That's big. How big do you think I am, you bastard?
And they have anchor lines. So that's just the main web part.
Right.
And the actual anchor lines can stretch over 25 metres.
Is it just one spider that's doing this?
One spider. Want to have a guess at how big the females are?
Well, it's big as your hand.
2 centimetres.
No!
They haven't been found bigger than 2 centimetres and they are building 2.8 metre square webs.
They are hiding.
They should be on the block.
Yeah,
they can do that. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Hey?
I'd watch it if they had spiders building huge webs throughout the house.
How long does it take her to make this thing?
I'm not sure. I'd imagine a couple of days. What they do is they just let out a whole lot of web. They just keep pulling it out. And wait till it drifts across. They build across rivers. They're the only spider to build across rivers.
Shut up.
They do.
That's a bridge.
Well,
it's like they're knitting a bridge.
Like if I'm cruising down a river in a canoe and I accidentally hit a spider web, I'm going to be slung shot backwards into next week.
They're strong enough to catch small birds and bats. That's how strong. They don't eat them because
they're too
small.
Is this their intention?
Why do they bother? They're only 2 centimetres tall. Why are they bothering with these?
They need to be that strong. 2 centimetres tall. They need to be that strong because they stretch so far across quite wide rivers. It's not about catching really big prey. It's about making sure the web can support its own weight.
Yeah, but why do they need such
it
a big
does
wedge?
Seem like a lot of effort, Cal. It's look, just, we've both it's turned on you and your spider.
You have. Leave my creepy critters alone. Well, they
talk about wasting
nothing,
its
no
time
one,
and effort.
They have all these insects that are over the top of rivers and things
right.
that aren't preyed upon by anything else except occasional jumping fish.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
If that's how much they're really determined to get those insects.
They are, and they eat well. They eat very well.
But they're like dining out every night in their 2.8-metre hammock.
Well, there is one tiny species of fly that lives with them, not on their web, but it's called a kleptoparasitic relationship.
Wow. Oh. I've had a few of those.
Was she 2 centimetres tall?
How strong were her webs?
I don't know, but I did squash her. Tell us about this kleptoparasitic relationship.
Well, the flies, because the webs are so big, before the spider can get to them, they fly in and start feeding on them. Like, they feed on the caught insects, these tiny flies.
Oh.
And the Darwin spiders have been observed running over and shooing them away.
Oh, cute.
Oh, like,
keep off my web, damn kids. So I quite like that image of just spiders shaking their little fists.
It doesn't kill the fly. It's
no,
it
just shoots them away, yeah.
Wow.
Which I think is odd. I mean, spiders, right, flies right next to your spider web, just pull them in and stick them there for later. That's what I do.
Like chewing gum.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Always chewing gum.
Not in Singapore.
No. Bad. You'd
get
go
your
to
hands
jail.
Cut off for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever the punishment is. Can't remember what it is. Quite severe.
Yeah, that's like aversion therapy. They make you have 700 packets of chewing gum and try and blow a bubble.
Oh, that's like a dream
that you
I
take off.
And that's their way of deporting you.
Exactly. Yeah, back to your own country.
Yep. Well, I'm pretty much done.
Well, I'm very impressed.
Although their web is 10 times stronger than Kevlar of the same thickness. And Kevlar stops bullets. You make bulletproof vests out of Kevlar. So that's pretty darn strong.
Right, so you could be getting around in a little spider web vest, if you like.
Yeah, if you made a lot of enemies, sure.
Now, have you popped a photo of this charming creature on our Facebook page?
I have.
Excellent. Can we have a look at that?
I think they're quite pretty.
They do look
You
nice.
Have a very warped sense. If you'd like to have a look at it, our Facebook page is Airbags. You can go on there and have a look. It's 10 minutes to 5. If you'd prefer to text us and say, that's ridiculous, 0427JOY949.
We look forward to hearing
We would
from
love
you.
To hear from you.
Joy.
6 minutes to 5 with the airbags. You're
yes.
with Gillian and...
Nick.
Well done.
And can you try to trick me there?
I did.
You may
did see
trick
what I did
once,
there?
But you won't trick me twice.
More fool you.
If you trick...
Yeah, well, if I... For
shame.
Fool me... No. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
shame on me. Callum's also here, but he's buggered off because he's got a little bit of admin to do because we've got our song off coming up today.
Ooh!
Yes, we're doing place names just for the hell
Songs
of it.
Songs with a place in the title.
That's right.
Correct? Because that's kind of to honour my being away. Is
yeah.
that right? Like, it's all about me.
You do place. Is there a place called Kuala? Is there a song called Kuala Lumpur? Kuala Lumpur, how I love to wear my jumper.
No, it goes Kuala Lumpur, dumpity. Do.
Allah, lumpa, dumpa-dee-doo.
You know the lumpa, oompa lumpa song?
I thought that's probably what it was, but I wasn't completely
familiar.
You
didn't have a giggle.
What? Oh,
you're a hard audience,
oh,
tough
I
to place.
I can be, but then I can just laugh about rubbish.
Yes, that's true, more likely.
We're giving away a cock, so that's
what
good.
Are we?
Stay tuned
Excuse
for that.
Excuse me, what?
We're
what?
Giving
what?
Away a double pass to cock.
Oh, not a real one.
No, not a vegetable one either, although we do have a picture of one of those.
One of what? A carrot?
No, a cock. A cocky vegetable.
Oh, the aubergine.
Yeah.
Whose is that?
I don't know, but I've been touching it all afternoon.
I know. You've sort of been lovingly stroking it, as it were.
I know, and it's got a bit limp, hasn't it? As vegetables are
Will
to do.
Will do. Pop it in the crisper.
What else we got coming up?
Well, we're going to give that away. We're going to do our little song off. We've got... Brent hasn't got back to us with any
No, he hasn't.
Goods.
We don't know what's going to happen on that front.
No, I've got no idea, frankly.
No, and lots more news and little bits of... tidbits. We'd love to hear from you listeners. Just say hello. We don't, you know, we don't ask for much around here.
Joy 94.9.
1 minute past 5, Jill.
Wow. So people can knock off now. Imagine if factories all around the world, that great hooter going.
That's me cracking a beer.
Yeah. 1 minute past 5. Brilliantly done.
Exactly. Thank you.
So what are we doing? I'm sorry, I'm asking you because you said five at five. We don't know what that is. Never mind. We carry on regardless.
We keep going. This is what we call vinging it.
This is what we are doing.
So maybe I'll just play a little song and then we'll get into
our song off. Which is quite jolly today, I must say. We've both gone for quite jolly tracks, which is unusual.
Very unlike us, our Tori Amos, Kate Bush loving, depressing lesbians. Yeah, Speaking of, this is Rebecca Ferguson.
Is she a lesbian?
No, but she's quite sad.
I'd say so.
But she's got a good voice.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
Enjoy this.
Will do.
I know I will.
Joy.
Oh, that was quite sad. I told you.
But no, it's kind of not. Because it's like just saying to somebody that you're not into anymore, look, I hope life treats you well.
Does she mean it, though?
No, they never
Didn't
do.
Didn't sound like it.
They really? Never do.
I hope you're happy.
Yeah, whatever. I hope you fall off a ledge. You witch.
That's what she really meant, the lovely Rebecca Ferguson. That was the subtext of that song.
It was. Well done for reading between her lines.
Cute. Any day. She's a rather lovely woman.
She's quite attractive. I'll give you that. I'll give you her if I could.
Yeah, I know, because as I am toeier than a Roman sandal.
Correct.
Or Roman candle. That could be painful, couldn't it?
Fireworks.
No, that's not going anywhere,
Hey,
is
do you know
it?
What? I saw a lot of fireworks overseas, Chinese New Year.
Of course.
Just wanted to say Happy Year of the Horse. May
happy
it gallop
year of
forth.
The horse.
No problem. Giddy up.
I'm feeling that might be able... We're still trying to think of a question to give away cock, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't come up with one yet that we can say on air.
I wonder if it's because we're two lesbians.
Yeah, you're right. Cock's not for us, really, is it?
No.
Maybe the funny-shaped vegetable has got more to do with it. What's the most phallic vegetable?
Oh, hello. Hello.
Moving on.
You're a Phil. Right, I'm going to go straight into our little competition.
Oh, good
all
idea.
Right?
Good so idea.
In honour of my having been away and returned, we're going to do...
Would it be a leek or a cucumber?
So, you've sprung a leek. We're going to do songs that have got a place name in the title.
Turnip.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a vegetable.
Yes, I'm trying to...
That's not a place?
Phallic vegetables, I'm still on.
A turnip? Oh, darling, no wonder
you
are a lesbian.
One of those. It's more like a hemorrhoid, isn't it? Anyway, sorry, what were we doing?
A bunch of grapes. It's a hemorrhoid.
What were we doing? I'm sorry,
I got
distracted.
You stop it with your phallic vegetalia. I'm going with...
Vegetalia? Yes. Vegetables!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Be better with vegetables. Now, what were you doing again?
I'm trying to get this back on track.
Go on, then.
You keep derailing me. Right. Songs with a place in the title. So think like New York, which neither of us have gone with. That's why I've used that as an example. I, however, have gone with They Might Be Giants and this little number. I hope you enjoy this. If you do, vote for me on Facebook. Look up Airbags. Enjoy. Because Jill's is rubbish.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Oh, love it.
Me too. How could you not love it? That was such fun.
I know. I'm so glad that you think so too.
Yes, well, that was... our song off, well, the first part of it, because we're going with place names, songs with place names in the title. I've also gone for quite a jolly one.
Oh, actually, I do like your song, I must confess. Do you want to just go with it?
Yeah, just go with it. If you like this one, please go onto the Airbags Facebook page and like it.
And
thank you very much.
Vote for Constantinople.
Oi. Turn it up.
Soft, welcoming, and occasionally explosive. It's Airbags with Gillian and Nick on Joy 94.9.
At 14 minutes past five, it most certainly is. We've both got one like each.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
We're equally liked so far. But it is a competition, so get on the page.
And vote for mine.
like the song that you like the most? Do you know the way to San Jose?
Or Istanbul was Constantinople.
I love them both, actually.
So do I. So do I.
Yes. You know, full of love.
Look at us. We've all got splinters up our backsides from sitting on the fence.
Do you know what I'm excited about?
Tell me.
Cock.
Quickly. Are you excited about cock?
I'm excited.
I'm always excited about a bit of cock.
Because we've got a double pass to give away.
Exactly.
And it's going to go on at the Arts Centre in Fairfax Studio. And this is for...
So it's quite a fancy pants.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
like some little community Bentley senior citizens are popping on a plane.
It's not a little backyard cock. It's
the big kahuna.
It is. Centre stage cock at the Fairfax Studios. So, and it's MTC, darling.
Yeah, it's good that they're producing a bit of cock.
I think so. Long time since I've had any. And probably a little while since the MTC have had any too. Now, the Friday the 21st...
Joy.
Love it. From the musical Chess.
Which I never saw.
Me either.
No.
Did you, Cal?
No. Is that by Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No, it was by the Benny and Bjorn.
Yes, Benny
okay.
and Bjorn.
Okay, you see, I've seen a parody of that song where they're parodying, thank you, a whole lot of other Andrew Lloyd Webber things in this TV show. So that's just why I went out on a limb.
Did Andy Lloyd have anything to do with it, Jill?
Well, no, because...
That was Benny and Bjorn from
Benny
ABBA.
It was Benny and Bjorn, but it wouldn't be Andrew because he writes music, right?
So maybe he wrote the music and the boys wrote the words.
No, because Bjorn is very much a musician. I don't know. Somebody look it up.
We don't particularly care. However, that was Murray Head One Night in Bangkok. And speaking of banging your cock, we've got a couple of tickets to give away.
Yes, and congratulations.
Oh.
Guess who's going to see cock? It's Tom.
Tom! Is that Tom of the cottage and the pancakes?
Yes, so he's making his nice boy pancakes.
Oh, so if he's flapjacks flop, he can go and get cock instead.
Exactly. You're guaranteed to have a bit of cock with your boyfriend, regardless of what happens.
Fantastic.
What else is on the menu?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tom. Will you give Tom a call, Cal?
I will. I'll give Tom a call and have a cheeky talk about cock.
Oh, fabulous. Look forward to that, Tom, won't you? In the meantime, it's...
Joy.
Suddenly in your face, it's Airbags with Gillian and Nick on Joy 94.9.
It certainly is at 19 minutes past six. Jill, what have you got for me?
Well, MX have made something of the fact that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have both sort of turned up at an opening... In matching suits.
No.
Obviously, they haven't done it, you know, like, by mistake. They've done it on purpose.
Yeah. She's borrowed his clothes.
Well,
good on her.
Of course not. They're totally fitted for her. But anyway, they just think it's all terribly embarrassing that they're turning up with the same outfit at the BAFTAs. I just think, surely not. Why not? I think so.
Well,
nice.
If it was like those Coogee jumpers that, you know, you can get yourself a couple, two for one, down at the Vicky Market.
I doubt
maybe.
They're doing that.
Mm.
But
can I tell you something embarrassing?
Oh, do you need to ask my permission?
Well, I don't know, but I actually don't even know why I'm going to tell you this. But yesterday, Jill,
yeah.
I was wearing moccasins.
Outside the house?
Outside the house.
Did you? You've let it all go, haven't you?
I had to drive home in moccasins.
Oh, how was that on your break foot?
My mum's moccasins.
Oh, shut up. What happened to your real shoes? Did the dog eat them?
No, I got a nail in my foot.
Oh, bless you.
And so I was worried about how I was going to drive home with my, you know, foot on the clutch and the accelerator pedal. And so I thought, well, my mum, bless her, suggested...
What colour were they?
Purple.
Oh, dear, it gets worse, doesn't it?
More a mauve, to be honest.
Ooh.
Thank you for asking.
No, that is embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
Did you actually get out and go to the shops or anything like that?
No, God, no. No, I wouldn't do that. I was already mortified about walking down the driveway into the car.
Down the driveway.
Yeah, down the driveway, mate. Yeah.
In Melton?
In Melton.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so yeah.
You're a classy lady.
I'm a classy unit, aren't I, really, when it comes down to it.
Would you turn out with your partner, you sort of wearing matching outfits, do you think?
Oh, look, I don't know about that. Generally because the people that I, you know, would tend to go somewhere with in a partner type arrangement have quite different styles
Body
from
types,
me. Yeah, everything.
Styles.
Yeah. You know, they tend to be quite feminine.
So you're not really narcissistic then? You don't sort of go out with your mirror image and you don't walk up to someone and dance and say, you're beautiful. And when people see the two of you together, they go, but they look exactly the same.
No, I think the only time I have done that was at a party in front of a full glass sliding door.
Shut shortly before your head busts.
You're hot. No, I haven't done that.
Oh, bless you. Should we get on with the request fest?
We certainly should.
Hi, this is Prin Edelston, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
How's Bryn been while I've been gone?
Well, they've split up, haven't they?
Her and Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm shocked,
sad.
To be honest. Shocked.
Did you think that was going to go on forever?
They were soulmates. There was a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
So much in common, like soup.
Well, they were both alive. I think that was probably about as much as they had in common.
So how's she going? Is she all right?
No, I don't know. I mean, I haven't rung her recently, but, you know.
Because you do love her, don't you?
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I do have something to say, though. It is Barry Humphrey's 80th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Bazza.
Isn't that lovely?
Does that automatically mean that it's like Dame Edna's birthday as well?
Oh, I wonder whether she admits to being 80 or whether she's still 39.
Possums, as if.
But I was listening to a rival radio station this morning.
How dare you?
It wasn't really
How
a rival.
Very dare you?
It was ABC Classic FM, which Barry is a huge, huge fan of.
All right.
Right, so he streams it on the net.
Right.
And so I think it was Christopher Lawrence this morning played a song that Barry has on these. He sometimes releases these albums that he's not doing anything on, but he's put together as collections.
Oh, what a luxurious position to be in. So it's basically like I'm just going to make a CD out of my playlist and put it up for sale.
That's right. And this one was called Rare, and there was this song that they played this morning, hilarious. It was during the war. It's written 1940, and it's called The Deepest Shelter in Town. And some of the lyrics go, I've got a cozy flat, there's a place for your hat, I'll wear a pink chiffon negligee gown, and do I know my stuff? But if that's not enough, I've got the deepest shelter in town. It's brilliant. And it sort of just got worse and worse and worse, and I loved it, and I couldn't quite believe it.
Is that like a? Is that, was this an old song?
Yeah,
so it's like sort of an old version of Single Bed.
Well, maybe, but it, you know, we're talking about a bomb shelter, obviously, during the war. Now, Mr. Morrison says he's getting things done, and he's a man of the greatest renown. But before it gets wrecked, I hope he'll come and inspect the deepest shelter in town.
Yeah, that tickles your fancy, doesn't it?
It does. I like a bit of double entendre, I must say.
I know that you do.
You know what I mean?
Do you like a bit of a dance?
I don't mind a dance. Oh, get me on the nutbush, girls. Here we go.
If you're in the car right now, I dare you to do this.
There'll be a few crashes,
clutch,
though.
Sorry, the clutch accelerator. Enjoy.
Callum, you've just walked in with a couple of bunches. It's not Valentine's Day, you know. You've got a couple of bunches of flowers there.
I do. Well, someone just came up to the, buzzed in on the intercom and said, I've got something for the girls. And I thought, yep, no, sure, come on up. You know, and idly thought, I hope it's not a bomb.
Not the usual dog turd in an envelope, yes.
Yeah, no. And he came in, let him into the studio, as
That's
I
nice
do.
Nice of you.
And he's brought in two big bunches of flowers.
Why, yes.
This gentleman's name is Graham, and he said, the girls have absolutely made my day, so I thought I'd bring them some flowers.
Oh, my God.
That's quite overwhelming.
You both look overwhelmed.
What did we do?
I don't know.
What, did we say something nice or funny?
Not when I was listening. You beast.
Yeah, he's waiting out there. I said, would you like to hang around to meet them after the show? And he said, when do they finish? And I was like, 12 minutes. And they're like, well, it's 9 minutes now. And he was like, oh, yeah, I could hang around.
Well, we'll pop out while we play the next song.
I think you should.
We keep Graham.
Graham, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've actually got the correct Lady Gaga song
now. Oh, here you go, wonderful. Matt Mitchell. It was worth waiting for, wasn't it? Rocket number 9, take off to the planet.
Venus. Joy.
And thank you to Callum for being absolutely absolutely brilliant. Thanks to Alistair for reading the news. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in
and
for winning prizes.
Sending in things.
And Graham.
Graham, you
shouldn't have
made our day.
Thank you.
That was so lovely. Graham's popped in and dropped off a couple of bunch of lovely flowers
Just for cheering him up. Well, you cheered us up, so thank you so much. And we're going out with this little number, aren't we? Because this is a place, California.
California.
And here is Katy Perry for you.
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you, Nick.
Nice to see you.
Lovely to be here. Oh, I'll play the little song then, shall I?
Yeah, give it a go.
Come on, Katy.
Greetings.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy94.9. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.